How you doing?
Hey Mark, how's it going? I'm doing good.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you.
Yeah.
I was actually one of those people who actually followed season 8 and watched you in that great finale with Adam Lambert. And both of you
That's
guys doing
right.
pretty well now.
Good, man. Everything's really good.
Yeah. Now you're in the middle of a huge tour with Lifehouse, and we should tell people that are in Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Atlantic City, Washington, Atlanta, Springfield, Missouri, and all those other towns that there are going to be appearances by you there, and they should just go to chrisallenofficial.com to get all the tour information.
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, Lifehouse is a great band. They're gonna put on a great show, and I have a great band that helps me out, and it's gonna be a lot of fun.
What has it been like to go from where you were? Tell us a little bit about your upbringing, because I know you've been a singer-songwriter, but what was it that spurred you on to go to American Idol? And tell us a little bit about that.
It was actually one of those things where my brother really wanted to go. And me and my other friend were just kind of along for the ride. We didn't have anything else to do, so why not? And so we drove to Louisville one night, got there early in the morning, and I mean, I think the secret is out, but there's a couple different rounds before you get to the celebrity judges, and me and my brother made it through a couple of those rounds together.
So your brother didn't make it through past that, though, huh?
He didn't make it to the celebrity judges. He made it to the one right before that.
Yeah. Was he jealous at the beginning, or?
No, he was. I think he was really happy for him. He wanted to make it, and the funny thing was, he was probably more made for this show than I am. He's very, very outgoing, very, very outspoken, and kind of a little bit in your face in kind of a good way. But it just kind of worked out the other way, but he's really happy for me, and he's happy doing what he does now, so.
Yeah. Now you have had a couple of CDs of singles out already. The album Chris Allen, original title there, was released a while back. But the first song, which is a song we all know, "Live Like We're Dying," has sold over 1.5 million to date. Did you expect that kind of immediate success?
You know what? I didn't know what was going to happen with that first song. I knew that it was a great song, and I knew that if it was given a chance, that it could do really well. And it kind of took a little bit. That song kind of took a little bit to take off. But once it did, I think people just really connected to it, to the message, and just to the sound too. Right when it comes on, I think people really, really excited about it. And it's a fun one to play live. I mean, it's one of those things that it's great to have a song that everybody knows. So you go out there and play the song and everyone's singing along. So it's a very cool thing.
It is a very easy song to kind of sing along to, too. It's a great song.
Thanks.
Now, is that you wrote that yourself, right?
I did not actually. I didn't write that one.
Oh.
The guys from the script wrote that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Because I know you've been writing songs for a long time.
Yes, I have been writing songs for a long time. That was one of the first songs that anybody listened to, and we kind of picked that to be the first single really early on, and then we finished the rest of the album. So, I mean, most of it is stuff that I wrote or co-wrote with other people, and it just happened that first single was a song that I didn't write. Great song.
Now, The Truth and All Right With Me, what about those?
Yeah, The Truth is a great song. It's one of those really emotional songs, I think. On All Right With Me, I got to get together with Joe King from The Fray, and we wrote together, and it was actually a really cool thing. You know, I'm a fan of The Fray, and Joe's been really nice to me, and we kind of worked together a couple different times, and that was one of the things we came up with. It was a really, really kind of fun sounding thing. Really, really catchy chorus and some really cool stuff with it. It sounds great on the record too.
That's going to be that's the latest release, right?
Yes, I don't think it's cool. I don't think it's out yet, but it's coming out really soon.
Coming soon, yeah. The Truth is still out. That's, of course, features Pat Monahan of Train.
Right,
yeah,
right.
which is pretty cool too. You know, you talk about American Idol, and people think of Kelly Clarkson and some of the even Daughtry. Some of the folks who haven't won actually did pretty well, like Daughtry and also Adam as well. But the winners, we've had a few of them that have done incredibly well, and it looks like you might be in that same train. Do you see yourself down in the future, kind of backing off of that American Idol thing and really going more into what you want to do and kind of trying to shed that American Idol image, or are you going to embrace it forever?
I think what you have to do, you have to embrace it if you have to know where you came from. And I came from the show, and I totally understand that. And I'm happy that I did, because the show has given me the opportunity that nothing else ever could. But I think to separate yourself over time is a really good thing. I mean, people don't go anymore. This is a song from Kelly Clarkson, former American Idol. You know, they just go, this is a Kelly Clarkson song. Mm. And so I think that at some point you have to separate yourself. And I think it takes a little time and maybe some more seasons of the show. I don't know.
You know, think back of when you were in Arkansas and walking around and no one knew who you were. What was it like to be on American Idol and have 30 million people, you know, watching that show, and all of a sudden you walk around and people know who you are and you get mobbed and they have days for you? And what was it like to try to handle that? Because it's sometimes difficult to handle that kind of instant success.
I think at first it was really weird, and so I didn't know what to do with it. I didn't know if I should be really excited about it or whatever. So it was a little weird, and I was like, why are they doing this to me? I'm just some regular dude that was on a show, you know. But now, you know, since I still live in Arkansas, and so you know, walking around, people, you know, still act the same way. People get really excited, but for me, I know that they're just proud. I know that they're really proud of the people from Arkansas. At least they're really proud that I came from their state and I'm doing the things that I'm doing, and they support me. So for me, I'm happy to embrace that, and I'm happy to take a picture or sign an autograph. And I remember Jamie Foxx told me, he's like, you have that minute to take with someone and take a picture, talk to them for a second, sign an autograph, and it means the world to them. And it's just a minute out of your day. So why not take it?
When you were younger, who were you idolizing, and did you ever get to meet any of those idols?
I didn't get to meet anybody, really. You know, I went to a couple different concerts, you know, back here in Arkansas, but no, I didn't get to meet any, I mean, until later. I mean, I'm a huge Queen fan, but, and I got to meet Brian May and Roger Taylor at the Idol finale, which was great. Mm-hmm. It was a really cool thing. And I mean, just people like Smokey Robinson and Stevie Wonder. I got to meet Stevie Wonder during the show. So the show actually helped me meet so many different people.
Yeah, I know when you were growing up, you probably had the same idols I did. I mean, you know, the Beatles were always big at every age.
Right.
And
we got to go to a Paul McCartney show not too long ago. We didn't get to meet him, but we got there a little late. But we were playing a show that night, and right when we got off stage, we took a cab and went to his show. We missed a little bit of it, but we caught most of it, and it was awesome.
Now, your brother Daniel, is he still in show business as well?
No, not so much. I mean, he does some singing every once in a while. He's a great singer. But he is actually, he does what he loves, and that is he's a cheerleading coach. So he teaches little kids cheerleading, and he's really, really good at it.
When you were on American Idol, of course, Simon Cowell was the guy you wanted to impress the most. What do you think about the new Idol judges this coming year?
You know, I'm excited to see what goes on. I think at first, a lot of people are, you know, going to be, where is Simon? Where is he at? You know, we miss him. But I think once that kind of wears off, people are going to fall in love with the new people. And it's going to be... it's going to be great. I don't doubt that at all. I think it's going to be really cool.
I'm just wondering which of those three will be the one that gives the most biting criticism. I can't imagine Steve Tyler or Jennifer Lopez or even Randy doing that.
Randy's not one of those guys. I mean, he'll tell you like it is, but it's in his own roundabout Randy way. I don't either, you know. Maybe Steven Tyler, but he's kind of a wacky, really nice guy. So I don't know.
Yeah, I can't see. That's the thing that I think that hurts is if there's nobody to really, you know, you don't have to be mean, but the people who give like biting commentary every once in a while keep things alive, you know.
Yeah.
So what's next for you? You know, the CD is still around. Chris Allen, the original. Are you working on the follow up?
Working on some new stuff. Just writing right now, and trying to write the best stuff that I can right now, and so that's kind of exciting. And also, that's going towards Lifehouse, so that's another very cool thing. Very excited about that. And, the new single's coming out really soon. So that should be really, really excited about that. The fans are really excited about it. I think it's one of their favorite songs, and it's one of our favorite songs that we do live.
It's All Right With Me with Joe King from The Fray. We're talking to Chris Allen, the Season 8 American Idol winner who's touring around the country right now. Again, you can go to www.chrisallenofficial.com to get all the information on the tour and keep up with what's going on with Chris and all his music. When do you write when you're on the road a lot? Or do you kind of like...
I try to.
Yeah?
It's a little bit harder just because, especially at first, we're trying to get in the swing of things on the road. And I feel like this time definitely be able to buckle down and write some stuff. At least that's the plan.
Is it something that you do just kind of like off the top, or is it something where you sit down and actually want to write? Do the ideas just come to you?
Sometimes it happens both ways, really. For me, the very initial idea will come out very just randomly, just like doodling around. But for me to finish something, I do have to sit down and work on it.
Well, we look forward to your new stuff as well as enjoying the stuff that's already out there. And Chris, good luck. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Take care.